Ali has disclosed that government is seriously considering transitioning its fleet to electric vehicles, EVs. Speaking at the launch of the BYD Shark 6 hybrid electric vehicle, Mr. Tiali has emphasized that government is spending significant resources on transportation and switching to EVs presents a viable way to reduce these costs. He has further reaffirmed government's commitment to reducing carbon emissions and supporting initiatives that promote innovation, sustainability and inclusivity. Mr. Tiali has noted that policies are being developed to support technological advancements in the transport sector.
This aligns with our national vision to reduce carbon emissions and adapt to climate-smart transport solutions that the new government administration is seriously contemplating shifting the government fleet to e-vehicles. Because I'm sure, as you'll agree with me, being a landless country, one of the biggest costs of operating and running governments is on our transportation systems. And how much of a reduction in terms of that cost will we enjoy if we went EVs?
And speaking at the same event, BYD Zambia General Manager Namwinga Namusamba has described the launch of the Shark 6, Zambia's first plug-in hybrid electric vehicle, as a major milestone.
We can proudly say that BYD is not just a company, it is a commitment to sustainability, innovation and excellence. Tonight's celebration is a proof that BYD is here to stay. We are redefining driving experience. And now we are proudly introducing the flagship of the BYD family, a vehicle that will change the game entirely, the BYD Shark. The Shark 6 is not just a car. It's a statement. It's a revolution in motion. The Shark offers a sleek aerodynamic design and a powertrain that similarly combines a cutting-edge internal combustion engine with a high-capacity battery.
Meanwhile, FNB Chief Executive Officer Kapompe Chola has highlighted the importance of the partnership between FNB and BYD in enhancing innovation while contributing to the reduction of carbon emissions.
At FNB Zambia, our goal is to make innovation accessible and enriching. And today we're proud to help in the reduction of carbon emissions. FNB is about sustainability. Carbon emissions in the auto industry and also in fostering a greener future for Zambia. As more Zambians drive this vehicle and other vehicles of course that are provided by BYD. Our finance institutions ensure that BYD Shark does not remain a dream for Zambians, it becomes a reality. This partnership marks a significant moment in Zambia's transport story.
The Zambia Public Procurement Authority, ZPPA, has suspended Prime Procurement Limited from participating in public procurement for a period of 1 year for failure to execute contractual obligations in a tender issued by ZESCO Limited pursuant to the Public Procurement Act. ZPPA Principal Public Relations Officer Ingutu Mushambatwa says the authority instituted an investigation into the tender pursuant to Section 95(1) of the Public Procurement Act following a complaint from ZESCO Limited over the failure by Prime Procurement Limited to execute its contractual obligations in a tender for the supply and delivery of 24 132 kilovolt surge arrestors. She said ZPPA established that Prime Procurement Limited failed to perform its contractual obligations in the tender. Ms. Mushambatwa said non-performance or underperformance of contractual obligations in a procurement process is contrary to the Public Procurement Act. She said ZPPA has therefore suspended Prime Procurement Limited from participating in public procurement for a period of 1 year with effects from 28 May 2025.
ZPPA established that Prime Procurement Limited failed to perform its contractual obligations in the tender. Non-performance or underperformance of contractual obligations in a procurement process is contrary to Section 96G of the Public Procurement Act, which provides that a bidder or supplier shall be suspended from participating in procurement where the bidder or supplier has non-performance or underperformance of contractual obligations, except that the non-performance or underperformance is not due to any force majeure. ZPPA has therefore suspended Prime Procurement Limited from participating in public procurement for a period of 1 year with effect from 28 May 2025.
The Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia has appealed to President Hakainde Hichilema to intervene in the recent decision by resident doctors to withdraw their voluntary medical services in public health facilities and direct the Ministry of Health to prioritize the welfare of healthcare workers and the patients they serve. Organization Director General Dr. Quince Mwavu has urged the president to take immediate action to resolve this crisis and ensure that the healthcare system continues to provide essential services to those who need them most. Dr. Mwavu believes that every Zambian deserves access to quality healthcare regardless of their socio-economic status. He says the withdrawal of resident doctors will strain the already overburdened health system, leading to reduced access to essential healthcare services, increased morbidity and mortality rates.
As an organization with the mandate to ensure quality healthcare provision in hospitals and clinics, we are requesting that His Excellency President Mr. Hakainde Hichilema intervene in this matter and direct the Ministry of Health to prioritize the welfare of healthcare workers and the patient they serve. We urge the President to take immediate action to resolve this crisis and ensure that our healthcare system continues to provide essential services to those who need them most.
Ministry of Youth, Sport and Arts has continued to strengthen ties with key stakeholders in China in a bid to unlock investment opportunities in youth empowerment, sports development and the creative industry. Minister of Youth, Sport and Arts Elvis Nkandu, who is currently in China on a working visit, has been engaging several Chinese companies and government institutions to explore areas of mutual cooperation. Among the notable entities he has met are Fanye Energy, a solar solutions company, a leading motorbike manufacturing plant, and Hira Bus Company, with whom Zambia has previously collaborated with. Ms. Nkandu's mission is a follow-up to President Hakainde Hichilema's state visit to China, aimed at cementing bilateral ties and converting diplomatic goodwill into tangible development outcomes for Zambia. The minister has reaffirmed China's position as a key strategic partner for Zambia, especially in sectors that directly impact youth livelihoods and national development.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
In business news, recognizing the growing potential of intra-African trade, Access Bank Zambia has enhanced its remittance portfolio by introducing the Pan-African Payment and Settlement System, PAPSS, a platform designed to facilitate efficient, secure, and instant cross-border payments across the continent. Developed through collaboration between the West African Monetary Institute and the African Export-Import Bank, Afriexim Bank, PAPSS serves as a centralized financial market infrastructure aimed at simplifying payments for African trade and commerce. Commenting on the development, Access Bank Zambia Managing Director Lishala Stumbeko said PAPSS addresses the long-standing challenges associated with informal cross-border trade by enabling transactions in local currencies eliminating the need for third-party currencies such as the US dollar or euro, effectively reducing dependency on intermediary correspondent banks. Mr. Sumeko said with PAPS, its business clients can send and receive cross-border payments instantly.